Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. So talk to me about the difference, and if there is a difference, or if these are intricately linked, honor and respect. You see them as the same thing, or just so deeply connected?
Well, I think they are connected, but they are not the same thing. Honor is an attitude. It's a belief. It's a perspective on life. When you bring honor to someone or something, it says what you believe about them or about what they represent. Respect is the actual action that you give them to show them honor. Hmm. In the New Testament, Paul over and over again addressed issues of honor and dishonor amongst the new Christians that were in 1st and 2nd Corinthians, and you see it in Ephesians and Philippians and Galatians, and there's all these honor codes and themes that he would address, because the general Roman culture was one where they set up winners and losers. People that won were the ones that got the honor. It was the warriors from Rome who would come back, and they would have all of their accolades on display for parades and the like. And that was part of the culture. So if you wanted to be somebody that was esteemed, you had to get ahead of everyone else. And that's how you obtained honor. And Paul comes in and he says, that's not how we do it in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, actually, the way that you get honor is by going lower. It's by picking up your cross and following Jesus. It's by submission. Instead of trying to get over the top of authority, it's coming underneath authority. And there's this honor theme in the kingdom of God that is very different than the culture around what the New Testament was written towards. And so he would challenge people not just to do acts of respect, but to do it from a heart of true honor.
Mm, so good. When you think about it, in that culture, arrogance was more of a virtue. Mm. And Jesus rocked the world by modeling humility, that our king would wash a disciple's feet, and our king would die a criminal's death on the cross. And it seems, and jump ahead to today, we can so easily dismiss that or look the other way. And you know what I'm saying? It's like our king washed the disciples' feet. Mm-hmm. And so we don't like that part of the call of God. And we kind of pick and choose at times what parts we want to embrace. So let's talk about honor regarding authorities. You know, what if you don't respect your leader, but God says to honor? What do you do with that?
Well, I think it's pretty clear that when it comes to authority, that we aren't to submit to authority when we agree with them. We're to submit to authority. And I think that one of the issues that we face in modern American culture is we think that we have the right to choose what we want to submit to and what we don't. But that's not really what the scripture really says that we should be able to do. In 1 Peter, it says that God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble. And I think that there's a humility aspect to what if I disagree with what they say. Now, obviously, there's things like evil and sin. If they ask me to do something that's sin, I can't do that. There's a moral objection to that. But most things that we disagree with don't involve us having to perform an act of sin. Most of those things have to do with, I don't like the choice that that person is making, whether it's a boss or a parent or whatever. And ultimately, authority, submitting to authority is not conditional. It's recognizing the authority, the earthly authority, and that equals recognizing God's heavenly authority. And submission then is giving up your right to be right.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.